Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Our preview monitor just went. It's always something. You know what I mean? It's always something. Our preview monitor just went. It what's that? It's broke. Yeah, it's broke.
We have a backup. I'll get it in on Monday.
Oh my word. Okay. HagmanReport.com. That's where to go. Now, we were down last night for a little bit. That was operator error. That was actually my fault. I apologize for that. I was messing around with some coding, and I shouldn't have been what I was doing. So anyway, yeah, that was my fault, and I apologize. But we're back up, HagmanReport.com. That's where to go for everything you need, HagmanReport.com. No more multiple websites, HagmanReport.com. However, there is a website that you do need to go to, and that's HagmanStore.com for quality gourmet coffee. Detective's Choice, Patriot, and Revolution blends, all dark roasted coffee, degrees of darkness, of course. And Detective's Choice is a hyper-caffeinated coffee. Comes in whole bean, grind, ground, and K-cups. And the K-cups, by the way, just to show you, and you can see on the screen, but just to show you here, this, of course, looks like an ammo box, doesn't it? It should, because it was made to look that way. This is the Detective's Choice as opposed to Patriot and Revolution blends, which we also have. Okay. Again, HagmanStore.com. All right. Hey, Steve's conference today. Final warning. Brace for impact started today. I don't know if you can actually get in on it now. If you can, I think you can. Order the DVDs. It's really certainly well worth it. Also, Wisconsin Christian News. Folks, if you haven't done so already, go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. WisconsinChristianNews.com. That is WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is a hard copy newspaper. It's sent out once a month, and it's extremely inexpensive for the print and digital copies. They let me write for them. Don't let that stop you, though. Okay? So this is really all conservatives and all Christians should take advantage of the hard copy, the print hard copy of WisconsinChristianNews.com. And while you're there, because it is so inexpensive, please support them. Support them. Click the donate button and keep them in business. I know what it costs. I was talking with the owner, and you know what? They're going through some rough times. So please go to WisconsinChristianNews.com, support them, and get your newspaper as well. So we got a lot of news with me, riding shotgun for the first hour. As I like to say, the man, the myth, the legend, Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor is an analyst with the Hagman Report, Northeast Intelligence Network. It's all part of the same Hagman Investigative Services. And yes, we do things behind the scenes that you don't see in front of the scenes. And I'm not seeing it all on the preview monitor, so that's okay. But Randy, how are you, sir?
Hey, Doug, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Let me just check. There you go. There you are. I can see you now. Now
I can. Is that too much of a glare? I can back the light now a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. You look fine.
As I grow balder, it's going to glare more.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm glad to see you. You were up early this morning. I was able to kind of speak with you this morning. It was good.
That was early for me, buddy.
Oh, that's like my afternoon. Okay. So anyway, so here's the thing. We saw two town halls yesterday. And, if you watched either one, you know, it was just incredible. Again, Donald Trump, in my view, was, really, he debated the moderator, Savannah Guthrie, who asked President Trump 43 questions. The voters only asked 10 questions. And that's a town hall? I don't think so. And then, Joe Biden, pee pads and knee pads, but the pee pads part, Joe Biden got softball questions. Go figure. So what did you think? Of everything.
I think that Donald Trump, President Trump, was ambushed. Okay. I know that he knows that he was walking into a mess, but that Savannah woman, it just troubles me when people talk to the President of the United States in that manner.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, I don't care if you like him or you don't like him. He's the President of the United States. You are just a journalist. Okay. I mean, in that regard, she was very disrespectful. She wouldn't let him finish sentences. She, as soon as he started to make his point, she would rail him with another comment or a question. And, you know, she, it was like talking with a mother-in-law or something, you know. Every time he gained a little bit of headway, she tried to pull the rug out from under him. I was very disappointed. Also knowing that over on the Joe Biden town hall, they were, you know, trading cookie recipes.
Basically, that's true. Yeah, that's very true.
I don't understand where these journalists get off. Talking, that's all of Acosta, all of them that talk to them in press briefings and all. And they're so disrespectful. I don't, like I said, I don't care if you like them or not. Respect the office. And as far as I was concerned, after, you know, a lot of people said, well, he should have got up and walked out. No, he did exactly what he should have done, was stay there and battle the storm. We don't want a president that when things get tough, gets up and walks out of the room. We have no use for a president like that. Donald Trump's known for his durability, his dexterity, his ability to withstand, his intestinal fortitude. So I think he did all those things last night. I think he did, considering the
You froze up there, but that's fine. We got your point. All right. You know, Twitter, changing gears here a little bit. So we got a lot of ground to cover. Twitter has been, and Facebook have both been accused of censoring, and news, including and especially the news about Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Twitter continues to crack down on organizations sharing the New York Post Hunter Biden story. You experienced that. Obviously, I experienced that as well. Others have done so. Others have experienced it. We have a screenshot. I don't know if you want to put it up or not. There it is right there. That was yesterday. That was yesterday, right.
Right. In the, right in the heat of everything, a couple things were happening. It's as if they have URL readers or something like that, because they kept zinging us. Then what I did is I went to that tiny URL site, dumped the URL in there, it gave me a different URL, and I was able to tweet and retweet. So I sidestepped them for a little while anyway. Then this morning when I went on, and that was, I talked to you about around 5:30.
Yes.
Eastern time. So I was able to tweet at will at this morning when I got up. When I was talking with you, I had already sent a couple tweets out. So they probably saw the error of their ways once Ted Cruz said that they were going to be subpoenaed.
Yep.
And I don't care how you slice and dice it. That's election interference.
Thank you. That's right.
Considering the things that we read, you know, if they posted one time on Twitter about Russian collusion, it was a lie. You know what I'm saying? So we have somebody who's actually sitting on the laptop, has the emails. I sent you a screenshot of one of the emails today. That's a little hard to dispute. And I'm sorry, when you take a side like that, it is an election interference. Our biggest problem with election interference is not from external sources. Our biggest threats are internal.
That's right.
Within this country, between the DNC, the players, the Hillary Clintons, the George Soros types, the cabal behind that, everybody that's trying to derail this election is guilty of election interference, because There are so many lies out there right now that nobody even bothers anymore. Within the last couple of weeks, I just can't believe what I've seen. I get up in the morning, I scratch my head. I would have never dreamed in a million years that this was my country. If you told me this 20 years ago, I'd have called you a liar.
Amen to that.
And yep. We're seeing things that, quite frankly, should trouble everyone. And I'm not talking about just troubling conservatives, because I got news for you. If they can do it to the conservatives down the road can turn around and do it to them, since all gloves are off now. So yes. I would be concerned. It's just like spying on Trump. That should have rattled everybody's cage. That should have upset Democrats. That should have upset every American, period. Because if they can do that to the president of the United States, our asses are in the breeze, my friend.
It's a very, very good point. And I don't think people really get that. It's more of it's almost like a sports environment at this point where, hey, I'm on team Biden or team Trump. And, you know, it's not correct. People are not thinking correctly, because that's right. The shoe could be on the other foot. By the way, folks, I'm going to make an announcement real quick here. This coming Sunday, we'll have a special Patreon meeting this coming Sunday. I waited until about this time to do it in the program, to let you know in the program, and I'll make another announcement again next hour. But I just wanted to let you know that we're going to have a special Patreon meeting again this Sunday. We're going to talk about where we're at and what we need to be doing, different things. So anyway, special Patreon meeting, 7 o'clock. PM Eastern time this coming Sunday, in addition to a normal monthly one. Okay. All right. Thank you for letting me, sneak that in there. All right. But you know, that's right. By the way, the spying aspect of things, I just got some, information here. Let me just go back to it. Christopher Wray, I mean, my goodness, not really doing anything. When you talk about spying, you also talk about an election interference. You also talk about foreign interference and influence. And the new Hunter Biden emails show the selling of influence to Chinese interests. Millions were paid to the Biden family for mere introductions and legal assistance to navigate the D.C. hallways and pathways. So it's very important that people understand what's at stake here. It's not family business. It's family, like the Godfather business, that's taking place, right?
Yeah, that when you read emails like that. Now, bear in mind, we've suspected for a long time. It's just really nice to see it in black and white, but. After when I sit here and I look back at what they tried to impeach Donald Trump for, well, I'm sorry, if that's the case, and those are your grounds for impeachment. Remember, there was a big argument about, okay, well, what he did was, you know, it could be wrong, but is it grounds for impeachment? There was a big to do, okay, and the Democrats proceeded with impeaching. If that's the case, that said, and that the fact that they would have loved to impeach Donald Trump and remove him from office, that said, and those are your grounds for impeachment, then Joe Biden should never even be running for office.
That's right.
If the ultimate punishment for this type of behavior is removal from office, and the person hasn't even gotten into office is already doing it, then I'm sorry, you should be removed from the ballot.
Well, then let me ask you this question. Could that be part of their plan? Because we know.
It's funny that you said that.
All right, let's talk.
I thought the same thing. I was looking at this and I thought, this is so blatantly obvious that, and we've mulled this before. Sorry, that didn't show up. Did that show up on your screen?
No.
Good. Because my blood pressure is none of your business, sir. Thank you. Anyway, I learned to shut my email off. Anyway, the plan, we've been looking at this all along. One, it took Biden forever to come up with that, to name a vice president running mate. So obviously speculation ran wild. We heard, you know, anywhere from Oprah Winfrey to Michelle, Michael Obama, and other names in there. Hillary Clinton keeps popping up. I was really curious on the Hillary Clinton thing. How could they sneak her in here? There's a couple of ways. We thought, well, okay, something happens to Biden. He's 552 years old. So you got Kamala Harris sitting there. And let's say before the election, the old man kicked it.
Right.
What would happen? Okay. They wouldn't bring the Speaker of the House over during a presidential election. They would actually, I think, have to name someone in that seat. And that would leave it wide open for, oh, God knows who. And I was just thinking about that, that if this built up to right before the election and suddenly Joe Biden says, okay, look, because of all these things, I'm going to resign and remove myself from the ticket. Then we'd have to look at who would be on the ticket. There I'm wide open. Doug, I don't know.
Well, I think what
nothing surprises me. See, this is the problem. If this was 10 years ago,
right,
12 years ago going into election, I could probably give you an answer that would make sense because we'd have some history to go on, some precedents, things like that.
Right.
But we're seeing things going on right now that the rest of the world has got to be looking at us and going, what in the hell is going on over there in the United States? I'm talking friend or foe. All of them have got to be looking and going, oh my God, we don't have to do anything to them. They're doing it to themselves. You know, I mean, it's like we're imploding live in front of everybody's eyes. Doug, I don't know what to say. I don't know. I can't describe this. I can't. I used to be so proud of the United States and our republic and our democratic process and everything. You know, I always thought, you know, everybody gets a fair shake in the United States. You know, anybody can be anything. And it's like, I look around, I'm like, I don't even recognize the country anymore.
No.
And it's not because of Donald Trump. They say, well, this is Donald Trump's America. No, this is Donald Trump fighting to keep America somewhat intact and just getting bombasted on all sides. And where I want to know is, where are all these Democrat Christians that have been throwing Bible scriptures at me all year? Where are they at when we want to talk about Hunter Biden? Where are they at? Ted Lieu, where are you, brother? You know? I've listened to you chastise us with Bible scriptures. Well, surely this can't sit right with you. So it shows me that it's not about morals with these people. It's party first. They want power at all costs. And I'll be honest with you, man, this party, far left as is, it's got to be rooted up and removed. It's got to go.
Well, okay. Yes. Yes. We've got to. So right now, how it looks is, here we are less than 3 weeks away from the election. And, but by the way, before I get down that road, let me ask you an unrelated question, but kind of related in a sense. Amy Coney Barrett, of course, has gone through, you know, 3 days of hearings for her confirmation.
Is that what you call them? Hearings?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they were like the Salem witch trials. Yeah.
Right. I have to agree with you on that. Hirono was just absolutely, what a mess. Sass, I wanted to smack him, that rhino. And, the other one, Kamala Harris, Ben Sachs.
I can't, that Coons
guy.
Oh,
Coons guy. Yeah. Yeah. Him too.
Karate chop to the neck.
But what are we missing here? See, okay, I look at this and I know how you, I think I kind of know how you think too. Where are all the protesters right now? Remember Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Why aren't we seeing them for her?
Well, I think that somebody made a comment during the hearings that they were actually over at the Supreme Court building protesting.
Okay.
Because that's how stupid they are.
Well,
that was my understanding. But no, they don't have, they had to be real careful on this one. So they're trying to keep all their punches above the belt, although they're punching. They are, and they're punching above their weight, obviously. This lady, Amy Coney Barrett, is awesome. Absolutely. I think it's a brilliant addition to the Supreme Court. The thing that troubled me, and I would have stood up and pointed this out to everyone if I was, thank God I'm not, if I was a senator. They keep bringing up Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I'm going to off on you, man.
Yeah, a Freudian slip, sir. One thing that bothered me with her is they kept talking about with this young lady, and I can call her young because she's younger than me. She is not biased in any way, shape, or form. RBG was biased. In fact, RBG stepped over the line when she said publicly where she disagreed with Trump and that he should resign. A justice should have never said that. They're cutting her a lot of slack. Maybe because she's dead. I don't care. I'll talk about you the same when you're dead as when you're alive. It doesn't matter to me. Okay. Ginsburg was an activist judge. Ginsburg probably, when they did an autopsy, had bruises on the left side of her body from running into the wall constantly. Okay. Because she was a leftist activist judge. And I don't care what anybody says. If you disagree with me, prove me wrong. You send me an email, text me, whatever. Okay. She was an activist judge. This young lady, Amy Coney Barrett, the difference is night and day. And I'm not talking left versus right. I'm talking about understanding the role of a justice, period.
True.
Okay. RBG was out of bounds. And when she died, I personally hope the first thing she saw when she tried to get near those pearly gates was 30 million baby faces staring at her.
Personally.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't like the woman, and I'm not going to sit here and say nice things about her because she's dead. Herd's been trimmed. We go back to ranching business.
Sounds good to me. All right.
Well, I don't even understand where they have the audacity to even question this woman. Now, what was even funnier, one of the things that I found amusing, and I drank a whole cup of coffee watching it, was Feinstein trying to sound intelligent and asking her questions. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, who wrote this up for Feinstein? And Feinstein has no idea what she's talking about. But she kept rambling on about these precedents and cases. And I'm like, you're not even an attorney. You don't know anything. You're a spy for the Chinese government, as far as I'm concerned, you know? And, right. And I can see the audacity of these people to question this woman when at the same time they would endorse RBG and agree with her and use her as an example of what a justice should be. Well, I'm sorry. Nothing you say carries any weight with me.
It shouldn't
with the American people, because RBG was an activist judge, a liberal activist schmuck judge. Okay. There, I said it. She's dead. I don't care.
Well, okay. Yeah. I was just, and how we got down that path was me asking about the, the visceral hatred and protest, but you're right. I mean, there was some action at the Supreme Court, but not to the extent that we saw with Kavanaugh. And I was
that was awful.
You know, right. And I'm just wondering if, when I don't see, I guess I'm looking at it this way. When I don't see the opposition forming and, doing something, you know, over here, I'm wondering where they're at. So, you know, what are they getting ready to do?
They found some highly flammable buildings in some city somewhere, I'm sure.
That's true. And by the way, getting back to, Donald Trump and Biden. I don't know whether you saw this, Joe Biden, folks. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, Joe Biden talking about, saying that he supports the, changing of the gender of an 8-year-old girl, or 8-year-olds, saying that, yeah, no problem at all. As a matter of fact, they'll make it a law. If you want to change your, at 8 years old, they want to change their genders, no problem. They can do that. Did you see that? I mean.
No, I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't. Yeah, so they could have been yelling at my TV set, which I do too much of anyway.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, folks, yeah, I've seen some 45 caliber Nicks in his old television set. So,
how can anybody make that decision for someone at 8 years old?
They can't.
I mean, it's hard enough to believe that they make that decision later in life, but you know what? Once you're an adult, it's your show. You want to stand up or sit down peeing? I don't care. All right, but. The 8 years old, I think that you can do some irreparable damage to a child mentally. I'm not talking about physically, things that can't be reversed, but think of the mental anguish down the road. I mean, first of all, did it come from the child or did it come from the parents? You know?
Well, this was just a general statement.
Oh, saying, hypothetical.
Yeah, the general.
That doesn't surprise me. It's just like stacking the courts. He didn't want to answer the question, but I think he got pinned down. Yeah, it's the Democrats' way of doing things. They don't want to. And when he said, well, they don't need to know if I'm going to stack the courts until after I'm elected. Well, that's kind of the same methodology that they use bringing ACCA in. Here's a 1,200-page document. Tonight, we need you to sign it tomorrow. You know, that's how these clowns do things. That's why I'm saying the Democrat Party, something needs to be done there. And really, it's not somebody in the Democrat Party or a group of someone's needs to clean up the party. Just like we've always said with the Muslims. Clean up your mess.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not going to do it. I shouldn't have to do it. Okay. Just like I say with the Democrat Party, we shouldn't have to clean it up. You folks need to clean it up. Okay. Because you're completely out in left field. You're out where the buses don't run. This isn't even half the things that they're talking about now aren't even reality based. The promises they're making, I don't care that we don't have the money to back it up. I don't think the printing machines could keep up with printing the money to back up all the promises of all that they're going to do if they get elected, especially that Kamala Harris. Really, read her social media.
Oh,
she's gone berserk. There's not enough calculators. Don't go that high, you know. And she's promising it. It's like that. That one clown that was running for president, Beto
O'Rourke, yeah, Robert Francis O'Rourke. Let's get it right though, Robert Francis. That's his given name, or otherwise known as Beto. Yes,
but he used to make me crazy when he just sat there the promises that he would make, and yep. I'm like, but here's the sad part, Doug. People believe these people.
Well, of course,
people actually believe this Harris character, and I don't. I'm sorry. My mind doesn't work that way. I personally, in my circle of people, I don't know anybody that thinks that way. I don't understand how these people, like, you know, survive day to day and make it to work and go to the grocery store. I don't know how they do it because they're too damn stupid. I don't understand.
You know, this might seem trivial to you and to the people, but to me, it speaks to character. It speaks to integrity. It speaks to, just being a human being. You know, that fly that landed on, Mike Pence's, Vice President Pence's head. Kamala Harris appeared with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. And this was a tweet that was made, a minute tweet that was making its rounds. And, Maddow asked Kamala, Dina, did you see that fly land on his head? Did you see it there? And, Harris really yucked it up, saying, you know, yeah, and was laughing and kind of smiling. And, again, you might think that's trivial. People might think that's trivial. But, you know, normal human beings, if you're, like, if you had a piece of broccoli stuck in your teeth, I'd tell you, hey, you know, you got something right there. Or,
if I was sitting there and it was Biden sitting over there, a fly landed on his head and sat there.
Yeah, and sat there. Yeah.
I would just simply say, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I would do that courtesy to a stranger in a restaurant.
And I think that speaks, and people might say, well, that's really, who cares about that? But I think that speaks to the humanity of people, you know?
And that speaks to character.
Character, right. Yeah, and we're not seeing that anymore. And again, that might seem like stupid, but no, I don't think so. And then to make fun of that whole situation, you know? And hey, remember when that fly landed on Obama? Now, some conservatives had a really good time with that. But you know, and maybe we should now. But anyway,
the thing is, Kamala brought the fly in with her. So.
There you go.
I won't say where it was, but she had it with her when she came.
I'm sure Willie Brown knows where it was.
Ouch! Love it.
Yeah. All right. Here we are again, 3 weeks or I don't know, however many days, less than 3 weeks from election. Brother, what are you seeing in the back chatter, back alleys, back rooms of these activist groups? What are you seeing? What are you thinking that's going to take place? And what should we be preparing for? I mean,
I think there's going to be unrest and intimidation on, election night. We have a mutual friend, Matt, sent an email in, and that Antifa is going to be posing as Trump supporters. They'll be out there in Trump hats and all, causing trouble.
Yep.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me. In fact, I think they've already done that in a few cases. I think they get in with the Trump crowd and cause trouble. I mean, think about it. A bunch of strangers meet in the town square. You don't know who's who.
That's right. Okay.
And so I think that's been going on for a while. I expect intimidation. And I think it was 2016, there were Black Panthers outside of voting booths.
That was 2008, I believe. I could be wrong.
But the point is, anybody that's there in intimidation, the only intimidation that should be at the voting booth should be immigration officers. that's what I would have immigration doing random. I'll tell you why. As soon as immigration pulls up, they break and run. You don't even have to get out of the car. Okay. I know that from working construction, and I used to have a vehicle that looked very much like it. Immigration.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
My expedition.
Yeah.
And it had a sheriff's tag on the front and all because I was a member of the sheriff's, the material.
Yeah.
But I would pull up and the job superintendent come on and go, look, man, would you drive something different? He says, every time you pull up, he says, the Mexicans took off out of here. He goes, and I won't get them back for hours. they would see the vehicle and boom, gone across the golf course into the woods. It didn't matter. So that's all we'd have to do at the immigration booths. There's going to be so much trouble election night. that's going to be something. And I've told you this before. I've always thought on election night, they shouldn't sit there and run totals and do up to the date.
Right.
This is the count and all that. I think it's the wrong thing to do. I think that they should sit around and chat about it. And then when the polls are all closed across the country, give us the totals. Okay. I just think that it's counterproductive. I think to give, although it's fun to watch when they've got the opponents ahead by, 10, 12 points and, they crash. You see what's going on now is Trump is picking up speed. But then once again, do we believe the polls?
That's a good question. I don't believe the polls, but that's just me. Because if someone asked me, if somebody called me up, I mean, I've never been polled.
Me either.
So, okay. But if somebody polled me, I'd probably try to punk them, just because I can. Because I don't like to be disturbed.
What about, and since it's the DNC, the leftist media, they may be, what they could do is come on election night and show Trump leading and saying that he's leading.
Sure.
And then what happens is the Trump people get lazy and go, oh, it's in the bag. I don't have to go vote. We got a problem.
Yeah, leading by such a wide margin. Basically, everyone stay home. Why should I wait for 7 hours, theoretically, to vote when he's got it. So.
Right. And I think that they're not above doing that.
That's right.
These people are going to pull every trick in the book. The one thing that surprised me is I'm surprised nobody's taken a shot at the president yet. I honestly expected, and we have 3 weeks to go, and God forbid. But if somebody does that, and even if they miss, the inevitable results on the street are going to be a problem. They need to be, I'll tell you what. This is such a sensitive subject in America. It can scare you. If you sit there and think of all the various scenarios, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about the different scenarios that group put together about the transition.
The Transition Integrity Project, there were 4 different scenarios. That's correct. Yes.
Well, they didn't even touch on the important stuff, which is what's really the boiling point, the flashpoint that's in the American streets right now.
Well, I'd like you to talk about this because people want to hear I've been getting emails, many emails, and some of the comments on YouTube. People want to know your analysis and also what you've been finding out, but your analysis on what you think is going to happen in any event, with a Biden win, with a Trump win, with a extended, version, whatever. So
if Biden wins, I don't, I know that a lot of patriots talk a good show. I don't know how many of them would be willing to lay their life down to back up what they say. Reason being is this thing that's sitting in front of me, the keyboard. A lot of keyboard warriors out there. I hope it never comes to finding out what their true grit really is. As far as if Trump wins, which I honestly think that election night Trump will win, but the civil unrest on a Trump win is going to be phenomenal. It'll be from the left. The question is, how is it handled by governmental bodies? Because, which I doubt it would be. Let's put down quickly, things could be fine. But take Portland's, your Seattle's, take that and multiply that by 10. Just 10. And let's plug that in 30 or 40 cities, 50 cities, 100 cities. what are we looking at? At what point would law enforcement be overrun? At what point do the conservatives say that's enough? That's you're not burning, yeah, down, you're not burning down my city. Because if this goes into full TDS, okay, you're talking, you think COVID-19 shut things down.
Oh,
that's nothing. Because now you're talking, I grew up during the riots in Detroit.
Okay.
I lived just south of Detroit when I was a little boy.
And people may not remember those riots.
I remember them vividly because right. of all that was on our television. The other thing I remember is I was out of school for about a month.
Because of those.
They said they were going to go into the suburbs and start shooting white kids.
That's right.
On their way to school and in the schools. So, and that was way back then. Now we know that en masse, they'll go into neighborhoods, threaten homeowners and everything. Now, bear in mind, the last couple months, the FBI has said this, gun ownership has gone through the roof. People are buying guns like crazy.
Yep.
You can't even buy ammo in a lot of places. It's gone. And not because the manufacturer quit making it. It's been bought up.
Yeah.
This stuff's being stockpiled.
That's right.
So I just tell you, there's a problem on the horizon.
But who, okay, so who's buying, who do you think?
They're not going to give that information. I would love to know. I would love to know if I was a gun shop owner.
Right.
These are the kind of questions I would just kind of feel people out while they were buying.
I didn't tell you this. I did speak with a gun shop owner, okay, who was a friend of mine. When I say, an acquaintance, I shouldn't say friend. He knows me from me being stupid, and I have a lot of questions about various weapons and stuff. So he entertains me, you know. He'll entertain my questions and, you know, pat me on the head and say, hey, you'll be okay.
point it this way.
Yeah. And I keep saying, I don't want to point it that way. I know what I'm doing. All right. So he did say that obviously a lot of the sales, especially over the last, well, since March, are first time gun owners. And a lot of them are, have never owned a gun before. And a lot of them are doing it because they see violence coming to their neighborhood. Okay.
Did he say anything about the age?
Interestingly enough, the older population, older population, it's relative, of course. People over 50, he said, I've seen more retirees, which, okay, retirees in the past several months than ever before. I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what it means, but I don't know what it means.
Well, when we first saw reports of gun ownership applications, background checks, boom, the FBI was overwhelmed with them. And this was, I'm going to say, 4 months ago.
Right.
The age group initially was a young group.
That's true.
If you remember, it was 35 and below.
Yep.
All right. So then you really start thinking, okay, well, that could be either side. Now, when you start talking about the elderly, I'm going to say those are probably conservatives.
I think so.
I'm just guessing. Okay. When they were talking about the younger group, I wish I had more data on that because I would like, it was just like an initial surge, right after, the Seattle and Portland things and the first, you know, the George Floyd and this and that. But they were very specific that it was young people. Now, they didn't say, you know, they said under 35. Well, that could mean that 90% of them were 20 years old and, you know, 10% were 34. You know, I don't know. I would love to see those stats. As far as as far as troublemakers, like Antifa, things like that, I would think in a lot of those cases, they would be trying to buy unregistered firearms.
Yes, I would think so.
I'm surmising that. So, but I still would like to know. The other thing is that, ammunition apparently is wiped out.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can buy, 9mm, for example, but it's a lot of, I mean, it's marked up 2, 3, 4 times the price that you would think. Right. Now, some I can't buy at all. 223 I can't buy. It's not there. It's not in inventory. 45.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, have you, I don't know if you've tried, but.
All of my ammo and all that stuff was purchased. I'm going to say probably when Obama went in office.
that's good. Well, I've got the latest.
Shame on me. I honestly thought it was going to hit the fan when they elected Obama.
I did too.
But that's what shows how classy we are. There were no riots in the streets. There wasn't anybody burning anything down. There wasn't anybody burning crosses at the White House. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
This is where I'm talking about. This left is out of control. And right. this is what's going to screw Biden. Okay. Is the anti-first and the extreme left. Because Biden so desperately wants to hang around center, but he can't. He won't even come out and say, he says Antifa is not a group of people. It's an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the idea is doing a lot of damage, everybody. So, you know, he's in a really, you think Trump's in a bad spot. Biden's in a really, really crappy spot because he has to be careful of anything he says. It's just like last night. You watched how they tried to get Trump to pin down Q, the Q following.
Yes.
You saw that?
I didn't see the entire exchange. I saw enough to get the flavor of it, but explain.
She was out of line with that. Okay. Absolutely out of line. And Trump handled it properly. I would have said the same thing. I don't know anything about it. But I would have said it exactly because you can't prove that I didn't. Okay. Yeah. And I would have said, I don't know anything about it. What is he going to say? No, they're bad people and watch them turn on. Of course, the left tried that because they want, that's a big chunk of voters. And like what you and I talked about before, if we're all part of this, say the Protestant religion, but this one's Presbyterian and this one is, Episcopalian. I mean, we're not going to say you're going to fight over that because at the end of the day, we all want to be Protestants. Okay, so at the end of the day, we want all those people voting for Trump.
Correct.
That's it. End of story. So that was a really crappy maneuver on that Savannah chick's part last night. And she was put up to that by the people she works for. She didn't pull that one out on her own.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And there's a lot of people that you and I see who are doing the same thing within the conservative movement. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Which look, I might not necessarily agree with Q, the Q phenomenon.
But I'm not there. The plan sucks, whatever it is. It didn't work. Okay. But
don't frag your own.
You are allowed to believe in anything you want to believe in. Right. If you're not, you know what? If you say, I believe in the plan, and the other guy says, I'm going to burn down that building. Well, I'd really rather hang out with you. You know, let's go with the plan thing. All right. I don't believe in it either, but cool. You're not burning anything. There's no Q followers out riding in the streets.
That's it. Yep.
And at the end of the day, the Q followers are of no danger whatsoever. And I'll be honest with you, after Trump gets back into office, now, give it a few years. This Q thing will fade away.
Okay.
I'm surprised they didn't blame Steve Quayle as being Q with Q files. You know,
they may have. I don't know.
But I'm just saying, nobody knows who it is. And frankly, Doug, who cares? I don't care.
Well, no. The only thing that I would care about, and we've talked about this before, I've said this before. I just don't want anyone to rely on someone else to take care of the problems that you and I have to take care of, or folks that, you know, we have to take care of. No one's.
Yeah, or like you said, it'd make them inactive. It would make a call to action becomes not as important because we're trusting your plan. Okay.
That's right.
Forget the plan. Vote on November 3rd. Okay. Because if you have some sort of plan out there, it's going to rely pretty heavily on Donald Trump being in office again. So get off your little cue butts and go vote.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How are we doing on time here, buddy?
We've got about 6 minutes. I had to check with the program director. 6 minutes.
I just wanted to say thank you to the people for our listeners out there. And listen, folks, feel free to drop me a line. I'm on Twitter at RandyTaylor_USA. Go on there. I can use all followers. I think I might have 10 by now. If you want to drop me an email, it's RandyTaylor@HagmanReport.com. Been going on YouTube and reading a lot of the comments. I want to say thank you. We're getting a lot of positive feedback. I enjoy coming on and doing the show. I want to say thank you for your support of the Hagman Report. It's really, really important. We got so many things to do. There's a lot of things that we can't do just simply because the funding isn't there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me punch in here with this. Folks, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you understand what we're doing, I do what I do in terms of my tasks with respect to the investigations behind Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the anarchists. Randy Taylor does the very same thing. And he does it a heck of a lot better and more than I do. So if you want to donate specifically to him, do me a favor when you either on Patreon or on PayPal or mail or whatever, just let me know. This goes to Randy Taylor, not to you, Doug. I mean, I wouldn't be offended. I mean, this goes to Randy Taylor. Okay.
I'm going to turn around and tell him to put it in the house anyway. So,
but see, here's the thing. And folks, you got to understand, Randy does a lot of undercover work. I'll just leave it at that. He does a lot of undercover work, and he puts his ass on the line every day. And it's not, we don't sit here behind the microphone and just talk, just talk. We do a lot of stuff. And thank you for doing that, Randy, and putting your butt on the line. And it's not, I mean, I got to tell you, from what I've seen out there, it's going to get nasty. And I don't know whether you caught the show with Sam Andrews that we had, but he's saying that, look, things are going to go sideways. You know, either way, things are going to go sideways. And
it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
You can count on that. The all bets are off at this point. The things that I'm seeing, I thought I'd never see. And I'm sure I'm not going to be surprised, and maybe I will be, at what's coming. There's a lot coming, and we're in a fight for the survival of our country, for our nation, for our republic. It's plain and simple. This is a battle between good and evil. This is not Democrat versus Republican. This is good and evil, plain and simple. I want to get rid of this party that absolutely, you know, is unchecked. It's gone bananas. A lie, cheat, steal. I can't allow that to go on. I'm not going to allow it to go on. So we're going to do whatever we have to do, however we have to do it, and this is going to stop.
Do you have faith, though?
God expects more from us as Christians than what we're doing. And someone said, I do get emails or comments like, well, what do you expect us to do? Do something. Okay. Get out there and vote. Get somebody, get a neighbor to vote. You know, give an elderly person a ride to get the vote done. You know what I'm saying? Don't stand back and just let things happen. Well, that's just what happened. That doesn't work. Okay. Did our forefathers just stand back and go, well, it's just going to happen? No. And I think we owe it to them. Okay. They gave us something pretty cool here. And the good Lord gave us this too. It wasn't by themselves. Everything our forefathers did was with the Lord's blessing.
That's true.
That's why we're here today, because we're a Christian nation. All right. And let's not ruin that. Let's not let that go to waste, because you know what? We're never going to get a second chance. There's no second chances in this game. So let's get off our collective asses and get something done, okay?
I love it, and I appreciate that. Do you have faith, my last closing question, do you have faith that should President Trump win his second term, and I think he should handily, I really do, do you have faith that, you know, the original drain the swamp mantra, do you have faith that we can actually move forward on that, you know, get more done, drain more of the swamp or some of the swamp?
It's going to be critical that we take the House and we take the Senate. Okay. If we have that perfect trifecta, yes. Now, I think the first 2 years of his presidency, they beat on him so bad that he couldn't get the focus. And then you've got the rhinos like Romney and people like that. Okay. Get those people out of office. I don't know what you people are thinking up there in Montana. Okay. Get that sack of crap out of office. All right.
Amen.
Am I clear? He needs to go. Get him out. We need people that are going to do something for the good of the country. Okay. And I'm sick and tired of Mr. Jellyfish. Okay. Either that or he needs to just change party, so when we abolish the Democrats, he goes with them. That is a swamp creature, Mitt Romney. He needs to go. All right? Vote him out, people. Let's clean up the House and clean up the Senate, reelect Donald Trump, and then let's get this done. And then hopefully we can groom a new president for 2024.
I think if we keep working at it, keep chipping away at it, that's about the only way we can do it. And you're right. You know, the fight was so, so visceral the first 2 years. It was incredible. Randy Taylor, I want to thank you very much. And like I said, folks, you know, look, we need your support. Randy Taylor, of course, works his butt off. And, hey, just make sure you put down the, a little note saying this is for Randy, not for you, Doug. And I mean that. So, all right, Randy, thank you so very much. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do.
Right on. Listen, have a great weekend, folks. Drop me a line. You've got my contact information.
Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. It'll be on the, it'll
if
be.
If you have any questions, we'll answer them on here. I mean,
that's true. And we're going to be doing a lot more together. So thank you. Thank you for your gift of time today. I know that you had a lot of personal stuff going on, and I appreciate you come on. All right, folks. All right, Randy. Thank you very much. Folks,
see you later.
All right. That was Randy Taylor, good friend of mine, good friend of the program. He's a guy that you just can't keep down. I'm telling you, he really works his behind off. And right back, stay right where you're at. This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. We're not going to be silenced, and I know you won't either. HagmanReport.com. That's the only place to go. HagmanReport.com. That's the only website to go to, aside from HagmanStore.com, but HagmanReport.com. We've retired Hagman Report Live. It's HagmanReport.com. And there, when you look at HagmanReport.com, there's a banner on top there. Click that banner, and a page comes up where all of the programs are. And there you have it right there. It's just that simple. We want to make it simple for you, and Eric the Tech did. So thank you, Eric the Tech. Patreon meeting this Sunday, special Patreon meeting, mid-month Patreon meeting this Sunday. I want to remind everyone about that. A special Patreon meeting this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You'll receive an invitation. And again, I want to thank you for your support of this platform. From the bottom of my heart, just so people understand that we do more than just talk behind a microphone. You heard, I mean, I had a conversation with Randy Taylor this morning at 5. It was actually 5:15, based on an email at 4:45 about findings with respect to what's taking place, the chatter out there. So really, this is a 24/7 operation. And I've got to tell you, I can't answer all your phone calls. Okay. I get phone calls that come in. I can only have one telephone up to my ear at a time. So anyway, I can only answer so many emails. I read them all, but I can't answer them all. So I want to thank you for your input. But Patreon meeting this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You'll be getting an email notice. Just pay attention to the email and join us, please. Join us.
Yeah, and it's super easy if you're signed up for that tier.
Yes.
Just log on to our Patreon page and the post will be right there. And you can access the link right there.
I had something stuck in my throat. You do a good job. You really do. Thank you for doing all that. I appreciate that. Eric the Tech sets all that up, and I appreciate him. And you know, folks, he's my son-in-law, too. And you know, he's yet again an expectant father. That's right. Next month. Wait a minute. Does that mean you've been touching my daughter? I'll tell you what. Guys, got to keep your eyes on guys. Anyway, no, I'm kidding around.
Take you out back, old man.
Let's go. I'd still whoop you. there's a psychological effect there. But anyway, we woke up today, of course, to the Twitter censorship, the Facebook censorship, Hunter Biden emails. Why is this so important? Well, you know, when you start looking at the purchase of foreign influence, what do you find? You find actually every politician is guilty of that. All right. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. But in this case, when you have a Biden potential presidency and you start looking at the content of the emails, whoa, boy.
Come on, man.
Well, you know the thing. Come on, man. You know, the thing. You've got pee pads and knee pads. I don't know what else to tell you, but it's a big thing.
Leave the kid alone. Come on, man.
Yeah. Leave the kid alone. Some interesting photographs as well. And by the way, Rudy Giuliani did a 2-minute, there was a 2-minute section, of audio section. Austin Brower is with me. I'm not going to take up any more of his time. If he wants to, if he's got any, conversation about the emails, Rudy Giuliani talks about how he came to, get the hard drive, not emails, but a hard drive. Emails is just simply part of it. We can play that at his request. Speaking of Austin Brower, who's with me, Health Masters, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. If you haven't done so already, folks, order your nutritional supplements through Health Masters. You cannot find any better nutritional supplement than Health Masters. That's healthmasters.com. And they have a radio show. Ted and Austin Brower have a father-son radio show, the premier father-son radio show on the internet, of course. It's live 5 nights a week for those in San Francisco or Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And they actually also have one on Sunday as well. All right. So, but it's live 5 days per week. It's a fantastic show, by the way. It's an hour long show and it's really, the dynamic between Austin and Ted is phenomenal. But while you're listening to this show, shop. I would really highly recommend at this point right now. See what's on your screen right now. If you're watching this and not listening, well, if you're listening to this, I'll tell you what's on the screen right now. A Food Bucket organic 2-pack special. All right. I highly recommend you getting that while you still can.
That's a great deal.
It is a great deal. I can't see the price. I
save $60.
Save okay.
When you buy two.
Okay. I'm in. Austin, mark me down for two. Or I could be you'd have to limit the purchase. I would
pony think. Up. Get a pallet.
Get a pallet. You know, seriously. And folks, this is organic. This is not the, I don't want to say junk, but this is not the filler that you would get ordinarily. This is organic. This is caloric intensive. Those are my words, caloric intensive. In other words, these will give you the necessary calories you'll need in an emergency. And as well as the organic food bucket alone, if you just want to buy one, there you go. By the way, the supplements, the B's, the C's, the D3 K2s, the ultimate multiple. Oh, they have an ultimate multiple in powder and capsule form. You can, the powder, different flavors. If you've got a sweet tooth, if you like it sweet, they've got it kind of sweet. If you don't like it sweet, it's not so sweet. Go shopping. Just go shop. No, go buying. Go buying. Okay. Product of the week right there. You see the product of the week? You can vote on that too. So, and by voting on the product of the week, you get a sale price. So if you're thinking about, oh man, I need vitamin C next week. If you want to make that product of the week, vote for it. Go to the website and vote for it. All right.
Real quick before we bring Austin on.
Yes.
There's a place called Sportsman's Warehouse.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
That just bought our Field and Stream store here in Erie. And it just opened today. And they're huge supporters of the Second Amendment. So they do AR parts, everything. Unlike Dick's and Field and Stream, which are the same company. And they opened today. I went in there.
You want to show that?
The ammo is cleared out because they brought in like extra ammo and stuff for their opening, and the parking lot was full. So that store is going to do very well here.
Would they open at like a 10 and a 10:05? Everything was gone. Right?
Yeah.
The ammo was gone. Yeah.
And they had a big stock too, and it was gone.
I'm telling you right now, the, Nick's, is it Nick's? Is that the, or my, the FBI, yeah, Nick's firearm background checks. I was looking at the chart from the FBI publishes a chart. So from 1998, November 30th, 1998 to September 30th of this year, the number of background checks conducted, 360,830,515. Is that right? That can't be right.
Your eyes okay?
No, they're not. Seriously, I did go to the eye doctor last week. Actually, a week ago today. And no, I've got
computer some, does got have some, a retina screen, so should be pretty easy.
Well,
to see.
I have to have retinas to have retinas to have retina screen.
Bring Austin on.
I got to tell you this real quick. Steve Quayle and I, we both have the same problems with our eyes. All right. I'm telling you, honest to goodness, it's very difficult
for me
to say.
Old.
It's called old. Yeah, age, right. But I'm being serious. In 2020, the bottom line here, 2020, more background checks in 2020 than I think, I'm looking at 19, 18, and 17. If you add those numbers up, I think we beat year to date than those, at least definitely, last 2 years. So. That should tell you something. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. How are you, Austin? Sorry for the protracted introduction.
No, you guys are good, man. It's your show. I'm here for the party. So, yeah, there's definitely no doubt about it. Ammunition and firearm sales are through the roof right now, if you can even get a lot of stuff. I mean, I know a lot of the suppliers that I've worked with over the years, they're having a hard time even getting ammunition, and the ammunition they do get, they're taxing on it. I mean, the price of ammunition has gone sometimes three times more. I mean, I've been watching, you know, 5.56 ammo going for almost $1,000 for a 1,000-round case, a dollar a round. That's insane. You know, 6 months ago, we were buying it, you know, 29, 30 cents a round. It's nuts. So it's just, and that's happening with a lot of stuff right now. Let me clarify that. That's not just ammunition. There's a lot of different things. We still are fighting every single month to make sure we have adequate amounts of vitamin C in stock. The same thing with the food buckets. We're one of the only suppliers online right now that has the organic food buckets from the company because everybody's trying to get them, and we're literally on the phone with them every single day. I tell Ruben, I said, dude, you got to call them up today. You got to call them up today. You got to call them today. We just got another shipment in yesterday, and we get small ones in here and there. Anything we can get, we're taking, because so many people want it right now. And on top of that, it's food. That's why I've told a lot of people, I'm like, dude, you're not buying something that, you know, it has no worth. You're going to eat it. And if you look at the math on it, like, for instance, we just put together a 4-pack special because we got some boxes that work really good now with a 4-bucket kit. So if you buy 3 buckets, you get the 4th bucket 50% off. And I put that up on the website yesterday. And it comes out to, if you break it down per calories, it comes out to a little over $3 for a 300-calorie meal. And so, I mean, when you think about that, I mean, for certified, organic, freeze-dried, storable food in a bucket, you're looking a little over $3 for a 300-calorie meal. That's not weird or abnormal at all. There's a lot of places you go buy a 400 or 500-calorie plate of nasty food and you'll pay $10-$15 for it. So it's well within reason for a reasonable price. And if you ever need it, dude, it's always there. So, I mean, it's like you can go camping with it. You can take it on trips. It's good stuff to have. So I encourage everybody, make sure you're staying stocked up on anything you need right now, whether it be food, whether it be ammo, whether it be water, because a lot of times, you know, we take stuff for granted. Oh, we always have this. I was talking to Ruben about this earlier. You know, we're always used to, we flip the switch and the light comes on. We flip the faucet and the water comes out. We open the fridge and there's food in it. You know, and sometimes obviously things happen, but you know, all it takes is one incident. We saw this right when COVID started, when China shut down the ports and the U.S. started to go into basically panic mode and it went into lockdown. You know, people were stockpiling toilet paper of all things. And there were numerous things that went out of stock. You see how quick the supply line runs out and the food is going up astronomically. That's what people don't realize. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm trying to get a bucket here, a bucket there. I'm like, dude, we've already had 3 price increases on those buckets. And we're taking everything we can get. Anytime we can get the supplier to give us even, you know, another pallet of it, like, we'll take it. You know, and I have a ton of people here locally in Central Florida that are coming over. A lady came in the other day and picked up 10 buckets. 10 buckets. She's like, dude, I'll take them. And she's like, how many can I get? I said, well, I said, you know, you're a really good customer. I've kind of limited it. I said, but quite frankly, right now, I've got a steady supply chain coming in. I'm eating up everything I can get from him. I said, so how many do you want? She goes, I want 10. I was like, oh. Okay, so I'm going to take a lot of my supply out. I said, but, you know, I'll keep hammering it. It'll give me an incentive to get more from our supplier. And she did. And she even told me, she said she's been giving them to some of her family. She said it's easier for her to give her family, one or two buckets to put in their closet than have to deal with what's probably going to happen in the next 6 months as everything starts to get even more chaotic. And I encourage everybody to continually stay prepped, stay prepared, because once this stuff starts to go wild, I mean, we already know what's going to happen. I mean, you can already see what's happening right now with how they're trying to cover everything up. I heard you mention at the beginning of the show with Twitter and Facebook. This is nuts. I mean, to see these social media giants actively involved in full-blown censorship of the news that's coming out. Tucker Carlson did a huge expose on what's going on with those emails and stuff with Hunter Biden's laptop. I saw the same thing with Rudy Giuliani that you said. I encourage people to look at that. This is something that's crazy because we already knew that Biden was involved in this. You and I called this out when the impeachment started, and it's ironic. They blame Trump for simply having a phone call with Ukraine, and actually Congress proceeded to impeach him over it when Biden was the one who actually engaged in illicit quid pro quo and involved in a whole bunch of other scandals now with Ukraine, as we're starting to see, including massive amounts of money laundering. And so this thing just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper the more that we keep opening it up, and silence on social media, and not just silence, dead silence, to the point where you know it's being completely and totally manipulated. And it's crazy to me right now, Doug, to watch them do what they did to Trump with the impeachment. At the same time, they knew, and you know it all in the administration, they knew what was going on. This wasn't abnormal behavior. The Obama administration was one of the most corrupt administrations we've ever seen in U.S. history, in my opinion. I mean, including the fact that, in my opinion as well, that his wife is a man. I mean, there's so much behind the scenes that happened with that administration, and yet crickets all the time. Crickets. The biggest cover-up we've ever seen, including everything that happened with Hillary. And now I've been hearing all these reports, which they've been unsubstantiated. I haven't been able to confirm any of it still, with that CIA whistleblower discussing with the Osama bin Laden in Iran. But I told Ted today, said the same thing on the show. I said, I can't vet that yet. Have you been able to actually vet that yet or see the documents on it, Doug?
To the satisfaction of a court, no. To my satisfaction, anecdotally, and I use that word intentionally, yes, I'm satisfied that what we have is a real, is real. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, no, that's, I haven't been able to do it. I've talked to a lot of people, and you know how I am on my show. I'm the same way as you are. I'm not some satire show. I'm a very serious show. I have facts. I have news. I don't sit there. I'll tell you sometimes this is my opinion, but I'm not going to go out and say, hey, this is a news story. This is facts, because I can't verify it. Same thing I said on my show. But the thing was, it made sense when everything came together and they said that, you know, Osama bin Laden was supposed to be moved out of Iran into Pakistan so we could grab him. Then Iran switched him and gave him a body double and then blackmailed the Obama administration. Hence, makes so much sense why they got $150 billion now, which is allegedly what the CIA whistleblower is saying. Allegedly. Again, I haven't been able to confirm it, but it makes a lot of sense, including the whole thing that we knew with SEAL Team 6 was unbelievably shady. Because, I mean, when those guys are in that Apache and they get hit and it allegedly was a Stinger missile, now we found out a U.S. Stinger missile that we knew was stuff was running through Benghazi. That's a whole aspect of what was going on in Benghazi, was massive weapons trafficking. And then they allowed that compound. I mean, that there's no conspiracy theory about that. The U.S. government blatantly turned their back on that compound and made sure they wanted everything to get completely destroyed, including they expected everybody to die, in my opinion. That was the overall goal with the Benghazi attack. The problem was they didn't realize they had some serious, serious hardened soldiers that were there. And I mean, what those guys went through and how far they pushed is so far beyond commendable. It's crazy. And just to see all that together of what happened and then see it starting to get exposed by the CIA guy. But again, I haven't been able to vet it to the point where, hey, this is documented, this is the phone call. Because that's what I heard. I heard they have documents, they have phone calls. But again, I haven't seen or heard any of that. I'm hoping that stuff comes to light, because that would be very, very treasonous information. If that stuff, that's not just Ukraine, money laundering, Biden's a tool like normal. We're talking about full-blown treason against the United States at that point.
Exactly. Now, I had a father of one of the SEAL Team 6 members on, and I've got to tell you, it was heart-wrenching. Okay, so a couple of things to unpack here. I believe the Iran-Pakistan swap out, that to me is 100%, okay? I wouldn't be afraid to take the weight of evidence, the totality of evidence, and take it before a jury, okay? That to me is 100%. I'm talking about the dealings between Iran and Pakistan with respect to Osama bin Laden / body double. Okay. And this other part of that is the ridding of the body. You know that that's not the way, obviously that's not the way you bury a Muslim at sea like that. That's not right. Okay. So we know that. But the SEAL Team 6, which goes back to, I believe, Clinton and Brennan specifically. I'm going to be talking about this in a couple of conferences I'm going to be doing at the end of this month. This is where I believe the criminality, I mean, it's all criminal, but this is where I believe that the fingerprints of Hillary, of Brennan, of Obama, they're all there. Now, Obama might not have been that involved, because he wasn't, he's not that smart. Okay. Sorry. He's not. Jared, however, is. So I just wanted to mention that, but you're exactly right. And this is huge news. And the Biden hard drive, kind of fits into this sideways a little bit, because there you can see the purchasing of the foreign influence.
Right.
And that's a problem for Joe Biden, as well, of course, as a problem for, I think, all 535 members of Congress, in my view. I can't prove it, but the majority of them, but certainly Biden as the presidential candidate. So, yeah, you're right. Exactly. So, anyway.
Well, that's what I've been trying to dig up more research on it as well, because it's everything has become so obscure now, and there's so much censorship all across the internet. It's gotten insane. And I think what's happened is, you know, after the 2016 election, where Hillary had that email dump with WikiLeaks, and they put out all the stuff with the soul cooking and everything she was involved in, and the list goes on the line. You guys remember everything that happened.
Oh, yeah.
And she obviously was supposed to be the president. I mean, Newsweek even had her on the front page, Madame President, on the front. And ironically, Trump won. Newsweek didn't have it prepped. All they had were faces of Hillary. All of a sudden, they had to scramble to print out a new Newsweek. That showed me right there they already knew who was supposed to win. And that's why they did everything they could after the election to try to discredit Trump, all the way to the Russian collusion and all this crap. But see, what we're starting to see now, the same thing you just said, all this stuff starting to come out now as what they were involved in, the criminality that they were actively engaged in, they had to spin it and try to focus it towards Trump on the stuff that they did to try to take the heat off them. That way, hey, don't look at me. Look at him over there. He's got his hand in the cookie jar. And Trump's standing there with no hand in the cookie jar going, are you a moron? I'm not doing anything. I didn't do any of this. Oh, he did. He did. You just didn't see him do it. We got to investigate now. We got to spend tens of millions of dollars in 2 years of nonsense to try to prove that he did this. And there was nothing. It was a complete and total smoke show. What it was all designed to do, was to cover up what they were involved in that whole time. And I think now we're starting to see remnants of the evidence of what they've been involved in. And my personal opinion, I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I think we're literally shaving off little icicles off the top of this iceberg right now. I think if we actually dig down and we find out what's really going on and we start pulling on some of these strings, we're going to find out how deep this rabbit hole really goes if we can actually do it. The problem with it is, as we just saw, once the information goes out there, nobody in mainstream media talks about it at all. I mean, it's like verboten. You don't talk about it. Social media blocks it and bans it. So it's like, it doesn't matter if it's the truth. It doesn't matter if it's facts. It doesn't matter if it's real. If they don't want it getting brought up, they're not going to let it get brought up. And this is the very precarious situation we found ourselves in as an American population, is that how do we balance this out now? How do we get this information out there? I mean, that's why we do our show, you do your show. We do all, you know, I think we all do a great job trying to get this information out there. But we're in a full-blown information war right now, and the social media platforms have been fully and totally hijacked by the leftists. And at the same time, that's why anytime you brought anything up about masks or vitamin C articles on Instagram, we did it sometimes, dude, they straight up ban them, or they say this is partially fake.
Right.
Did a doctor research doing intravenous vitamin IV, vitamin C IVs on patients that were in ICU and had 100% success rate? Oh, that's fake news. They did it to us. They did it to us on Facebook. That's why we don't use Facebook anymore. Facebook got so ridiculous, they started censoring our health master's Facebook so much, and then we started having all these trolls that were going on there with basically these, like, these troll accounts writing all these horrible reviews that made no sense at all, coming up with complete and total just erroneous stuff, calling Ted a Nazi and all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, get out of here. I mean, what are you doing? And then finally, we pulled down. I said, I'm done. Ted and I talked about it. I said, I'm not going to go there with them, and I'm not going to give them the gratification. Because it's funny how, and we tried with Facebook, we tried to email them and try to show them what's going on. Nothing. Crickets.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, no violation here. No violation here. Nothing here. But then all of a sudden, we post an article about intravenous vitamin C IVs, and all of a sudden, oh, sorry, we're going to have to block that. You're not going to be able to post that. That's fake news. If you do it again, we're going to ban you. And I'm like, dude, I mean, excuse the vernacular, but basically pee on y'all. I mean, whatever. I'm done with Facebook. I don't use it anymore. Don't even talk. And now that they bought Instagram now, Instagram's going the same way. Instagram, well, the problem is Instagram is such a huge platform now with how much information can go out so quickly. They have a more difficult time censoring it, it appears. So we're just going to have to continue to keep fighting. And now that we saw, I saw the article, Tucker Carlson talked about it. I started laughing the other day. I'm sure you saw this, where the CDC now, he quoted them, where they said now the CDC guidance on masks has clearly stated that wearing a mask is intended to protect other people in case the mask wearer is infected. At no time has the CDC guidance suggested that masks were intended to protect the wearer. And I just started laughing hysterically. And one of my friends was like, dude, they said, why is this going on as far as why can't they make up their mind? I said, listen, they already made up their mind 8 months ago. I said, this is not accidental. These guys are not blithering buffoons. They understand how psychological warfare works. If you can confuse the opposing force and you constantly give them, this is what you need to do. No, don't do this. But do this, but don't do this. Well, when you do this, don't do this, but do this when you do this. Oh, you have to stay 6 feet apart here. Don't get closer than 6 feet apart because you may get sick. You got to wear a mask because it's for your protection. Oh, you don't wear a mask because you don't need it. Well, you do need to wear a mask because you may infect other people. But if I'm not sick, why do I need to wear a mask? Well, you have to assume that you're asymptomatic sick all the time. I tested negative. Well, it doesn't matter. You could have caught COVID right after you tested negative, so you could still be infected. So you need to wear a mask for everybody else's protection. So I have to wear a mask even though I'm perfectly healthy because there's a chance that I may be infected again and I'm fully asymptomatic and I don't know I'm infected and I feel perfectly fine. But just in the event that I am infected, I need to do this to appease everybody else because it's for their protection. Well, my question to everybody is, when did your health become my responsibility? That's my biggest question. I get it. If you're walking around and you're sick as a dog and you're coughing and hacking and spitting everywhere, that's grossly rude. I get that. But to say the entire population has to wear a muzzle and increase mouth lesions, have potential bacteria, pneumonia, asthmatic conditions, reduced O2, the list goes on. Everybody in America needs to do that because there's a possibility you may be infected and it's such a deadly virus you don't even know you have it because you just don't know you have it. But it's that bad. You got to make sure you don't infect anybody else. It's all about continual confusion. And that's what I was explaining to my friend. He goes, that makes sense. I said, it's right out of the CIA handbook. It's psychological warfare at its finest example. You continue to keep confusing the masses until now they've reached a point where it's just a full-blown socialistic ideology. You wear a mask to protect other people, meaning it's my responsibility to keep you healthy. Why has not the CDC at any point in time said, hey, you know what? Vitamin C is crucial for the immune system. Vitamin D is crucial for the macrophage and white blood cell. Make sure your D3 levels are very high. Also, make sure you're getting adequate oxygen. Stay away from fast foods right now, including high fructose corn syrup, MSG, hydrogenated oil, blue dyes. The list goes on. Keep those out of your diet and eat as clean as you can. That'll also boost your immune system. Not one single time. The only thing they can say is wearing the mask is designed to protect other people in case you're infected. That's literally the best they have. You need to pretend everybody's sick all of the time, so you have to wear a mask, including because you're probably infected as well. This is an absolute travesty of the American way of life and the American thinking. You are self-sufficient. This is America. You're responsible for yourself. It'd be like going to the gym and saying, listen, these machines have more than 20 pounds on these plates. Well, what do you mean? Listen, somebody could come in here and hurt themselves on this much weight. All the weight has to be removed because somebody could come in and hurt themselves on this. So nobody else should be able to use any of this.
Don't give me any ideas.
That's where the idea goes, and that's how far it keeps going. If my responsibility is to protect everybody else, your health isn't your responsibility, Doug. It's mine. So it doesn't matter what you eat, what you drink, where you go, how much you sleep, what you put in your body does not matter at all. Your entire health is my responsibility now, so I need to wear a mask to protect you. That's where the ideology starts going with this. What do we start doing? We start banning anything we don't like anymore, like we've seen in some places. We're going to ban, you know, big gulps. Granted, I am not a fan of high fructose corn syrup and drinks and sodas. I don't drink them ever. But, okay, we have to ban those now. But I still go to the store, buy a handle of Jack Daniels and drink myself to death. But I can't buy a Big Gulp because it's bad for me. That's the mindset of the socialist ideology that they're trying to put on the public. And that's what I think the mask in general, so there's been numerous things with this mask, but that is where it's also headed now. It's not your responsibility to maintain your health or eat clean or exercise or take vitamin C and D3. It's your responsibility to wear a mask to protect me. And again, it pitted the people against them. Now you have people running around with mask Nazis. You're not wearing a mask. You're not wearing a mask. I'm telling on you. You're like, shut up. I don't even want to speak to you. Just leave me alone. Just you're battling. You're annoying me. Leave. But again, this is what the goal of the mask is. And there's still people wearing masks, Doug. I walk around. I go places. There's still people wearing masks. And the state of Florida has lifted all restrictions, full capacity, no mask restrictions. And yet people still walk around with a mask because they've been brainwashed into believing it's now your responsibility to protect everybody else because you may be infected even if you don't know it with a virus that has no symptoms now because you're the bad person. And if you don't wear a mask, you're a really bad person.
Let me ask you this. I guess I didn't realize. I mean, I knew the state of Florida lifted the restrictions, but I didn't realize I didn't realize the full extent of this. Are there stores, places to, you know, markets, whatever, where they still require masks?
Yes. Let me clarify this. You're right. I'm glad you asked me that. So the state of Florida said, when DeSantis said, no mask fines can be given, no mask laws can be written, meaning city, county, Miami, you can't come in and say, I'm going to fine you for wearing a mask. However, if a store wants to be a bumbling buffoon and ruin their sales even further, they still have a technical right to ask you to wear a mask and refuse you service because it is a private business and you have a right to refuse in the state of Florida. You don't have to serve somebody if you don't want to technically. And so if you don't wear a mask and you're not compliant, they can still deny you service. Now, you can't get fined. Law enforcement can't walk up to you like they were doing before and arrest you in some cases or give you tickets anymore. That is completely stopped. But yes, you still have certain businesses that have their head so far up their butt, they're literally telling people you cannot order if you do not wear a mask. It was the same argument that I had like when I was in West Palm Beach down there a couple months ago when it was like full-blown chaos and I went into this burger place, world good food. One of my buddies, we walked in and we walked up and I said, I need to order a burger. And they said, you have to put on a mask. I said, nobody else in here wears a mask. They said, when you get to your table, you don't have to wear a mask. I said, so you have magical COVID bubbles around the tables. They said, no, you just can take it off when you eat, but you have to wear it here. And I said, well, I have a medical exemption. I pull it out. Said, yeah, I have a medical exemption. They said, well, I got to get a manager. They got a manager. He goes, I can't serve you. I said, I have a medical exemption. Let me get my manager on the phone. So we're arguing. A lot of people have heard the story. We're literally arguing for almost 5 minutes at the front desk, at where you place an order. I'm blocking everything now. The whole store is looking at me. It's a giant spectacle. I'm now arguing with the manager and the other managers on the phone. We're all having a three-way argument about me not wearing a mask. And I said, does anybody else here realize the lunacy in the fact that in the last 5 minutes we've been arguing and I don't have a mask on? I could have already placed my order, sat down, and been eating my food this entire time we are arguing, and now I'm yelling and I'm possibly spitting, possibly giving COVID to everybody.
Yeah.
They didn't think that was funny. They didn't think it was funny at all. So I literally looked at my friend and said, you need to order for me. And he's like, okay. So he ordered for me. And they told me, they said, you can go outside and we'll place your order. We're not going to discriminate against you because of a medical condition. I said, oh, okay. But you cannot order without a mask on. You have to go outside and order with a mask on.
That's discrimination. I mean, what if you were alone?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. You can't argue with stupid, Doug.
That's true.
That's what I've learned. I've learned that now over the past 6 months is there are some really, really ignorant people in this country, and you can't argue with them. You can't, because I can't think that stupid. I can't get my mind that low on the floor to think that much like an idiot. And the funny thing was, they really didn't, they didn't get it. It was like, whoop, over their head. This, you have to wear a mask. And I'm like, did you not hear anything I just said? Did nothing click? Just get rid of me. Give me food and let me leave. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is such a spectacle now, and you guys are making it one. But again, it shows you how stupid and blind a lot of people have become out of fear. There's an article in Zero Hedge the other day. It was talking about the COVIDian cult. And I laughed, and it had a lot of facts to it. And it basically discussed now how people have become so entrained with the COVID cult now is really what it is. And we believed everything they told us, not me and not your listeners. I know that, but a lot of people out there, the general sheep, they believed it now. That now that the truth is coming out, we're realizing that this virus is not nearly as deadly as they tried to portray it, that you don't need to wear a mask, that we never needed to shut down the country. People's normalcy bias has kicked in so hard now, and they're now trying to figure out a way to keep COVID going in their own minds, because if they actually have to come to realism and rationalize the fact that they allowed this to happen and they complied while doing it, some of them are going to have a mental breakdown, because they're going to go, I cannot believe I let this happen. I can't believe I sat there and let this happen. So what do? They keep wearing a mask. They keep pretending that all this stuff has to be done. They keep making sure you can't order unless you have a mask. Like they did it to Ted the other day. He talked about it on our show. He's trying to order tacos. He's standing there asking them questions for like 2 minutes. Okay, I want to order now. You have to put a mask on to order. You can take it off when you get to the table.
Oh, no. Shut up.
No, I'm dead serious. This is like 4 days ago. And he goes, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. And they said, you have to wear a mask to order. Because I've been talking to you for 2 minutes. I'm not going to put on a mask now. I just want to order. Nope, sorry. And he's like, I'm done. He walks away. And what's funny, the guy that owns the entire strip where all the restaurants are, Ted was actually at dinner with that guy's parents. So his parents got a text message while Ted was sitting there. And he goes, what is going on at the taco stand? They're saying there's this guy that doesn't want to wear a mask. He goes, I'm getting like 20 texts like this a day. These idiots will not stop mandating the stupid mask ordinance at their restaurant when the state's not even requiring it. And they ended up getting tacos. They ended up giving them to them. But long story short, again, you can't argue with stupid. And a lot of this that I've noticed is these young kids, college-age kids. I'm seeing this a lot now. They're still really compliant. And I talked to Ted about it the other day, and I said, you understand why? I said, see, when I was in college, it was kind of a free-for-all still. The political correctness had not taken hold of college that hard yet. But what's happened now is these kids have become so compliant because they've been beat down mentally about, you can't use this word, you can't say this phrase, you can't do this, you can't look at this person, you can't say this, you can't engage somebody like this, that now they've become so standoffish that it's like, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to put a mask on. Okay. You also need to put a diaper on. Okay, we also need to give you a bottle. Okay, you need to let us know when you need to change your diaper because you're, 6 months old, basically. This is how we're going to treat you. And the college kids go, okay, yes, master. What do you want me to do next, master? And that's how they're acting now. And it's very, very troubling to see this young generation that's been fully castrated. I mean, they don't have a set anymore. They're not even willing to stand up. It's embarrassing, Doug.
Speaking of castrated, I don't think I ever said that phrase before on my show. But speaking of castrated,
I apologize for that.
No, that's fine. A website, Eric Peters Autos. Eric Peters Autos. Interesting place for this. But Eric writes this: it doesn't matter that face diapering people who aren't sick and so can't get anyone sick because someone and no one in particular might be sick or could get sick is the same in terms of the moral principle it embodies as insisting that because a rape might happen and any functional man might be a rapist, all men must be presumed potential rapists and to be made to wear a crotch diaper. And of course he's being nice, castration, I don't know, maybe a rubber band, but that's right. I mean, so yeah. It's ridiculous. And the other thing too, now they're talking about Masks should be worn. Masks are going to be the new normal and should be worn for even the normal flu. The Secretary of the Army, Assistant Secretary of the Army, Bruce Jett, said just the other day, he didn't say it exactly that way, but said, you know what, we should probably wear these for the normal flu, during the flu season. So they want to push this as the new normal. You're right. By the way, folks, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. You want the best nutritional supplements out there, go to healthmasters.com. Do it now. Do it after the show. Do it this weekend. But do it while you still can. Food buckets to nutritional supplements, either way. Look, folks, you cannot get a better product anywhere on the planet. That's my view. I believe they work in terms of building immune system. I've seen it in my own blood test results. That's just me. I don't know. You might have, your mileage may vary. I don't know. But do it now. Healthmasters.com. While you're still thinking of it. That's right. Do it now, healthmasters.com. While you're thinking of it right now, I really want you to go. And you know what, folks? Here's a challenge to people out there. Anyone who's never ordered from Health Masters before, I want you to get their ultimate multiple vitamin, okay? Whether it's in powder or capsule form, get it. Use it for the entire month. And I want to know how you feel after that month, if you feel any different. I guarantee you. Yeah, I think if you're true to yourself, you're going to say, I do. That along with B and C, D3, and the plethora of other items there. But healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. And while you're shopping there and buying there, listen to Ted Nelson Brower, the Ted Nelson Brower Show, archived as well as live. But listen to their archives. Just click on that link, and it'll take you to the archive page. And they do a great job in spreading the information. All right. So I want to show you, I got to show you this real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, now
okay.
Send it.
I want to show you this. Okay, so last week, and this is after we did our show. I went to, I had a meeting. I spoke with the head of the RNC. Now, look, I know people aren't necessarily, who listen and watch the show, are not fans of Donald Trump. But here's what I like to do for sport. Okay. I don't golf. I don't fish. I don't bowl. I don't have a life. The only life I've got is to terrorize other people. All right. Okay. That's the only pleasure I get out of life sometimes. So here's what I did. They had this sticker, but it's more of a cling than a sticker. And it's a life size version of Donald Trump. So here's my car now. So I'm driving down the road, and I don't know, here it is. It looks like Donald Trump's riding in the back seat of my car. There it is on the screen. Okay, I don't know what you think of that, but the looks I've been getting and the people who have made some very obscene gestures to me, which I just find... So I like terrorizing people. I just wanted to show that to you, just as you know what.
That's funny. I mean, I like that, Doug. And you know, and going back, you know, the comment you said earlier, as far as with Trump, you know, there's been significant amount of things that you know I'm not a fan that he's done. There's been other things he has done that I am pleased with. I know that he's a banker boy. I mean, we know that from the 90s when he got bailed out. It is what it is now. The truth about it is, though, where we're at, it doesn't matter really what happens in November. There's going to be chaos. But that being said, I will say this. At any given time, I would much rather watch, listen, and call Donald Trump my president instead of that blithering buffoon who can't even figure out what state it is or what day it is or what anything he's doing called Biden. That means an embarrassment to the United States of America. I mean, he's a buffoon. I mean, it's literally like watching a clown at Ringling Brothers Circus, Barnum and Bailey when I was younger. That's what I feel like when I watch him. He just needs a little red nose and a little afro, and he'd be perfect. He would literally fit the role perfect. So, I mean, absolutely. Do I want Trump back in office? Yeah. Is that cling decal absolutely hilarious? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean.
You got a lot of middle fingers off that.
and seriously, if the DNC had a Biden one, I'd put one on the other side. But see,
people can only count to one.
Right. It's just, but see, the conservatives aren't as radical as the left, so it really wouldn't get that much of a, but anyway, it's just fun to see people's reactions and to terrorize them. Anyway, again, healthmasters.com, folks, do it. You're going to feel great. I didn't mean to hijack that part of the show. So anything you want to, anything more you want to talk about or anything, any specific items you want to talk about that you're focused on, please go for it. Seems like I'm losing my voice. I don't know why, but it feels that way. So
it's Friday. It's been a long week for everybody.
It has.
Stuff is spooling up. Everything's been getting busier. Everything's getting wild. People are starting to, you know, I mean, everybody that I know, there's mags loaded on deck all the time right now. There's no telling what's about to happen. This is almost like this calm before the storm feeling, to be honest with you. That's how it kind of feels right now. And I know a lot of people that are the same way. But one thing I did want to bring up and kind of let everybody know and continue to keep getting this information out there is about this stinking RNA COVID vaccine. Johnson & Johnson just paused their COVID trials now for another serious adverse reaction. You guys saw that. Do you remember a couple weeks ago, AstraZeneca did the exact same thing because they had an individual that came down with a serious adverse condition. And the one with Johnson & Johnson, I can't find out what happened yet. They haven't released it. They've kept very tight lid. AstraZeneca, they came out and basically said that it was a myelin inflammation of the spinal column, which I think I talked about on our show. It's debilitating. It continues to go and continues to wreck the entire central nervous system. You eventually become paralyzed. You lose all function. You cannot move. You cannot hold your bowels whatsoever. You're basically a bedridden vegetable. You can't do anything. It's bad. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible disease. And they're pretty much directly relating it to this COVID vaccine. And what's crazy about it, of all this stuff going on, I was talking to my buddy about it. I said, you know, just when you think it couldn't get any weirder with this COVID vaccine, and now, then that's one of the reasons why they're trying to keep the narrative going with COVID, because they got to get this vaccine rolled out. Whatever it does to you, whatever it changes, whatever RNA aspects it does to the human body and the human genome, I'm not even fully sure yet. I don't think anybody is. But they have to get it out there. And so now they took it another step further, and Pfizer just got the green light to expand their COVID clinical trials to studies including children as young as 12 years old. The company is poised to become the first major drug maker to start testing COVID-19 shots on kids in a large-scale study. Now, I had to ask the question when it first came out, because, you know, Ted and I were talking. I said, we know the mortality rate of age 0 to 19 for COVID is like, what is it, 0.00003, I think. I mean, it's minuscule. The flu actually has a higher mortality rate in most cases. So if we know 0 to 19, there's essentially zero chances of dying from this unless you're a very, very sick kid. Why in the world do we need to make a jab for it now? Well, that answers the question many a times with pharmaceutical companies. Why do they need to make a chickenpox vaccine? They're going to try to add this to the schedule, Doug. I think they're going to try to add this to the childhood vaccination schedule per the CDC. There's already, I think, 76 vaccines on that schedule that they demand that children get between age 0 and 18. They're going to try to add COVID to it. And what's insane, I talked about on our show this week, you know, a very renowned medical doctor that I was friends with, he's now gone to be with the Lord. He used to tell me all the time, because he wasn't complete anti-vaccine at all, but he was very pro-clean vaccine. And he said, the issue we've had now, Austin, he said, is that back before this, you know, especially before 1986, for a vaccine to even be warranted, a disease or virus, whatever, you had to have two criteria, and they both had to be met. It had to be extremely contagious, meaning it was very easy to transmit, and it had to be very deadly. I mean, the mortality rate had to be very high from it. So it's easy to catch and easy to kill you. Okay, fair enough. So you see certain things that may possibly meet that criteria, and it's like, okay, we got the aspect of the vaccine for this, something like tetanus, which that's the problem now. You can't get a straight tetanus shot anymore. You got to get DTaP vaccine. You got to get all this stuff. I'm not even going to get into all that. So that being said, if those are what we really need, if any ever needed, why in the world are we testing COVID out on children ages 12 COVID vaccine when we know the mortality rate's lower than the flu for these young kids. And that only answers the question, like I said, they want to put it on the childhood vaccine schedule. They want to try to add this to the list of what shots. It's going to be another shot on the list. COVID vaccine is 6 months or 1 year, 2 years, or whatever idiotic time they want to do it. These young children that don't even have a developed immune system yet. And so it's troubling me to see this because so many people, I think, are still blinded by fear. They really actually are still going to get the COVID vaccine, which I really hope most people, by the time this stuff gets released, I hope we have a giant, huge, resounding no to this vaccine that we absolutely don't need whatsoever, much less need to spend tens of billions of dollars on. And then on top of that, you see, I brought this up on the show the other day now too, Operation Warp Speed, I'm bringing it up again, that the money being given through Operation Warp Speed isn't being given directly to the pharmaceutical companies. The money's being given to a company called ATI, which is a Advanced Technology International is the name of the company, and they are a security defense contractor. They're deep ties to the CIA and Homeland Security, and they got the huge bulk of the Operation Warp Speed money, and they are disseminating the money to the pharmaceutical companies directly so that Freedom of Information Acts cannot be filed because these are private deals between private companies. This is brilliant from a no transparency aspect. And so the more you dig into it, though, you find that this ATI company, they have been in bed with the CIA and Homeland Security for years. So the fact that that's involved now and there's so little transparency, this Operation Warp Speed and tens of billions of dollars being given to these pharmaceutical companies to come out with a vaccine that we don't even need, that is having serious adverse effects and now is being tested on children as young as 12, shows me they are really legitimately trying to get poised and set up to get the entire populace shot up with this vaccine. And that's why everybody has to get this information out there for the show. Do your own research on it. Don't just listen to me. Everything I've said is documented. Go and look at the research and understand they are getting set up for this. And we have to give them a big, loud, resounding no that we are not going to take this vaccine, Doug.
You know, no. I 100% agree with you, and I can see. Look, I can see how this is going to play out. I can see that if you don't have the vaccine, you can't get a driver's license, you can't travel, you can't do this. I got all of that, but you know, I cannot see us making it to that point. I believe that it's going to reach a flashpoint a lot quicker than that. Maybe that will be the flashpoint. I don't know. But there's just no way in hell that I would ever take a vaccine, especially an RNA vaccine or the vaccine for this or anything else for that matter at my age. No, I'm just not going to do it. So, this is not going to turn out well at all. And the Operation Warp Speed really bothers the heck out of me, obviously. You know, I'm not sure I understand that whole process. Is that just the platform for delivery to those who want it, or is that a mandate regardless? And if it's the latter, then that would really be, look, you know, I've got no support whatsoever for that. But if, you know, hey, if you want to be a moron and take a vaccine, go for it. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you are, you are. I mean, if you're a moron, the problem is if you're a moron, the sad part is you don't know you're a moron in those cases.
That's true.
And so the issue with this is where it's going to be a time for all the patriots, everybody that's awake. This is going to be one of those stand your ground, line in the sand moments. It is. Because what's going to happen is they're going to try to push exactly what you said. They're going to try to do the you can't work, you can't eat, you can't travel because you didn't get your vaccine like a good little dog. The problem with that is that's also going to backfire, like you just said, if people stand their ground, because the amount of money and economic revenue is going to have a serious effect, including compliance, including people doing what they need to do, is people are going to go, no, I'm not doing that. This is stupid. I'm not getting the shot. If you have a huge bulk of the percentage of the population that doesn't do it, all of a sudden they're going to like, okay, this isn't going to work. People are going to say, we're definitely not doing this. So what are they going to do? They're going to say, well, now you can't do anything. You're going to say, like hell, I'm not going to do whatever I want to do. This is America. We have a Bill of Rights. We have a Constitution. There's nothing in there about you mandating a vaccine saying that I can be, you know, refused to be able to do anything and make a living. because of this. You know, we had that case with the 1905, I think it was. But even with that, there was very different limitations to it, including medical exemptions and so forth. So, I mean, that's the same thing we have in most states that are still free. You can get a medical exemption for vaccines for your kids. I mean, I've got both of them for my kids. I have one personally that Ted got for me when I was a little kid. And the aspect of it is this. I encourage people to always exercise this. Because here's the thing. If you have a medical exemption for vaccines, it's pretty much carte blanche across the board in most states that are free. Some states are removed at the communist states like California. But in states that are still free, you get that. Now, here's the thing. If you decide at some point in time in your child's life, you know what, this is something they may be getting exposed to heavily. I'm going to try to get a clean vaccine, a single dose ampule vaccine, if I can find one, and we're going to give them this one vaccine because this is what I want to do. That's still your choice, but you have that option. Never allow somebody to take away your ability of free choice. I tell people that all the time. You have a right to make a choice. Nobody has a right to tell you you have to do something or else. They can say it, but it has no teeth. This is where we're falling to an issue with what's happening with this. If they come in and they say, you have to get a vaccine or else you can't work and you can't go to the grocery store and you can't take a plane and you can't take a train, you can't do anything or else, that is full-blown medical tyranny. And that is not something we can ever support or be okay with. So even if you're okay and you don't think the vaccine is that big of a deal, the very simple fact that somebody is taking your ability of choice away from you should show you that this is not something you want to capitulate to because it is violating every aspect of human rights, even regardless of the Constitution. So that's my take on it. I'm ranting now.
No, I think that rant is very well placed. No, you're exactly right. And I think really, I think this is the, I don't want to say end of the line, but pretty doggone close to the end game where, you know, the mark of the beast, the, worship of the beast is right here. I mean, it's right around the corner. I can see where this could easily happen. Whatever the catalyst might be, if the catalyst is a vaccine, most assuredly a catalyst, one of them would be the mask, I believe. And people would say, oh, that's nuts. But no, I think that's a viable concern or a reasonable concern. We only have about 3 minutes left and I want to make sure folks, you do go to healthmasters.com before you do something else. Go there now. And seriously, make sure that you are stocked up on your ultimate multiple vitamin. Like again, I would challenge anyone out there who has never ordered from Health Masters before to do so today. And to, at the very least, get the ultimate multiple vitamin. It's a quality product as well as your vitamin C's and B's and other vitamins as well. And of course, food buckets, their organic food, which by the way is good food. It is excellent food. You can even have it and not even feed it to your family. They wouldn't even know they're eating long-term storable food. So with that, about 2 minutes left now. My friend, it's all yours. Final statement.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, too, we also have the four bucket special that I just put together. It's not on the front page yet. I mean, it's literally just up. But it is on the regular food bucket listings as far as if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of our page. And you have all the different products. You can see the different kits we have. And we're doing the best we can. I mean, we're pretty much shipping these out same day, guys. So anybody that says, you know, oh, we got this or we got that, not trying to call anybody out, but there's a lot of companies that are still doing this. And they're telling people, oh, we got buckets. Well, it's going to be 4 weeks. Or we got to drop ship it. And it takes 2-3 weeks. We're getting stuff out same day right now. So if you need anything, be sure to contact us at Health Masters. I'm going to activate the HR5 coupon, Doug, for you guys.
Perfect.
It's not going to be active on anything on sales. So please don't email me and say, hey, I'm trying to add it to a kit on top of another kit and stack it. You guys know I can rarely do that because of the margins just go to nothing, especially after I do free shipping. So remember, these buckets, I'm paying, you know, $20, $30, $40 in shipping on top of everything else. So the HR5 will be active on all regular priced products for over the weekend. We'll run it probably till Tuesday, Doug, like we normally do. So I encourage anybody, if you're wanting to get stuff stocked up, whether it be food buckets, whether it be vitamins, heck, whether it's water, whether it's anything, start doing it right now. Start getting that because I believe personally we're going to start seeing some crazy things happen over the next couple months if we haven't already seen some crazy stuff happen in the last 8 months, Doug. Heck, 2020's been a year, man. It has been a year without a doubt.
All right, we are absolutely out of time, my friend. God bless you. Thank you so much. Patreon meeting 7 o'clock p.m. this Sunday. God bless. Thank you. Have a good night. Sir.